Well, let's take a break from the news for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Chris Doritas is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, and joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
And is there some kind of theme to today's music that you brought us?
Well, you know, there's so much great new music out there these days. It's so easy for an artist to get a song that they've written up online and out to an audience. I'm focusing on, I think, a lot of sort of self-starters. Mm-hmm. There's one exception, but most of these are artists that are brand new, releasing their first songs into the world. And so I thought it would be exciting to bring some new voices to the microphones.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of the ones that you brought us. This is Jensen McRae with White Boy.
You still got a grip.
Now, McRae describes herself as mixed race. She said she wrote these lyrics after being at a party and being ignored by a white boy there.
Yes, indeed. She's a really powerful writer. She's a budding poet. She's a novelist, a screenwriter, a blogger. She calls herself a word girl and describes her music as extremely political, extremely sensitive. That's true about herself and true about characteristics that you might see or hear in her writing.
And how did you come across her?
You know, I saw a post online on Twitter, and I just dug into it and fell into that song. And then I reached out to her camp to see if there were any other songs and got a few more new songs that are unreleased. And I thought, my gosh, there's a really stunning arrival here. Mm-hmm. With
and
Jensen.
A beautiful, deep voice there that she's got.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the next one. This is Jordan McCampa with What Am I?
I watched the news this morning. Another town has fallen, the people still are fighting. The stories told in pictures, and nothing ever changes. So what's the point in trying? I dream of a day when the walls come down. I hope for a time when the lost are found. Look behind it all.
Now, Jordan McCampa is actually from Coventry, England, where some of my family lived for a very long time. But he was actually born in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah, he's got Congolese roots. You know, grew up listening to B.B. King and Coldplay and Bob Dylan. He says that his understanding of rhythm and melody and harmony is Afrocentric, but in terms of his phrasing and his lyrics, he's influenced by Dylan and the UK indie folk scene. So it's kind of a cool hybrid that he's got going on.
And McCampa's got a new tour coming out in 2020.
Yeah, in fact, his booking agent is how I came across him. I was sitting in the office of Tom Windisch, and I said, like, if there's one guy that you could point to that I should know about that's going to have a great year in 2020, who would it be? And he said, Jordan McCampa. Hmm.
Okay, well, the next one that you have brought us is Kyle Lux. This is called No Roof Access.
I don't know why, or why I tried so hard just to please you, till the day I die. You never be the one that I can run to, if this is love. A highway of sensation running through me, can't get enough. I keep
powerful voice there. Tell us more about why you picked this one.
Oh, man, he is such an exciting new artist. He's a sophomore at USC, so he's still in school, studying songwriting. He's spent the last 3 years or so making this EP perfect before he put out any music. It reveals growing pains, moving to Los Angeles from his hometown of Rock Hill, South Carolina, where he grew up singing in the church. He took on the name Kyle Lux. His given name is Kyle Tolbert, but he wanted to kind of give a nod to his gospel roots and where he came from, so he changed his last name to Lux, which is Latin for light, you know. This song is pretty cool because it's him wondering what it must be like to be in love, because he's never been in love. He thinks that you expect to reach the sky, but sometimes you can't get there because there's
no roof access.
No roof access, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, the next one is Rachel and Vilray. This is Do Friends Fall in Love?
Two friends, two hearts, too many nights to count them. But tonight was something new, and I know you felt it too, when we fell into the passion of a kiss. Around the world, we've shared these roads together. Every journey is grand when you're holding my hand. Do friends fall in love like this?
So this to me sounds like either some beautiful duet from the 40s and 50s or part of the soundtrack to the latest movie about old-time Hollywood.
Well, doesn't it sound like a song that's like an old song, like it's a cover of a standard or something like that?
Yeah.
It's actually a side project from Rachel Price, lead singer of Lake Street Dive, and it's the only project on here that is a major label project.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel went to school with Vilray back in the 2000s at the New England Conservatory of Music, and they bonded over Tin Pan Alley songs at that time, but they each went their separate ways. And, you know, she thought he was just covering these old songs over the years. He would be busking in the subway. She found out later he was doing that to strengthen his voice and test out songs that he wasn't sharing with his family and friends. And he was writing songs as if he was sitting down to write a song for the Mills Brothers or write a song for the Inkspots or sitting down to write a song for Les Paul and Mary Ford. He, you know, mastered the mechanics of these American standards. And when Rachel found out about it, she said, "Hey, I want to sing with you." And this song that we just heard was commissioned by a woman who wanted a song written for her wedding. And so Vilray wrote this song based on emails and descriptions that this woman had sent him about her fiancé.
Just goes to show you that when you run into a musician performing in the subway, they could be a star down the road. That could be just the very beginning. The last one we have time for today is The Sea. This is by Sierra Ferrell. So Sierra Ferrell calls herself, I love this, a jingling, jangling, gypsy tornado of sound hailing from Charleston, West Virginia.
Yeah, and they just signed her at Rounder Records. She grew up listening to her grandfather's records, old-time gospel, country music. But she, you know, when she first started playing music on her own, she was like any teenager. She was exploring more modern music. But then she kind of went back to this old-timey thing. You know, she described herself as having a country heart but a jazz mind. She's into old country, old jazz from the 20s, 30s, 40s, old style, island music and surf music, and you can definitely hear it in her songs. She's really prolific, and I think we're going to hear a lot about her this year.
That is Chris DeRitas, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Chris, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.